the Jews, they would say, Shalom. Shalom means be peace with you, everything is good. In Australia, have you heard about that? Good day, mate. So you always say good, right? So in the Chinese culture, usually during the Chinese New Year, right, you have to say something good to your parents, to your elders, before you got those, what is that? The rock packet, right? The lycée. You have to say something good first. So that's the Chinese culture. So I'm not sure that when, how many people or how many parents still doing or preparing all those Chinese New Year traditional food for it? No, not many. Okay, that's all right. So you know that there's some traditional Chinese food, right? The like the pastry, that kind of thing. So when I was young, so my mom, right, have to prepare those food in the kitchen. And also it is in the tradition that we cannot say anything bad during that time, because that will deem to be bring bad luck for the year. So you know, for me, of course, I will say something bad, all right, be the naughty one. So quite often I'll be chased off from the kitchen and banned from the kitchen. But how about if I say to you today, so I wish you poverty, I wish you hunger, and I wish you weeping, I wish you to be hated, rejected, insulted, and cast away, and as a blessing to you, what do you think? So do you think that, you know, Uncle Jim has gone crazy, teasing us? But what happened? The passage we just read, that it was spoken by Jesus himself. So what exactly is it all about? So the first thing I'd like to share with you is that in Jesus' point of view, his blessings are different from what we know. So when we look at the Gospel of Luke again, so you can tell that Jesus is saying something that is totally different from what we understand or what we can understand. He said, the poor are blessed compared to the rich who are cursed. The hungry are blessed compared to the well-fed who are cursed. Those who weep are blessed compared to those who laughed, that cursed. Those who are hated, rejected, insulted, and cast away for the sake of the Son of Man are blessed compared to those who are spoken well of who that are cursed. So some scholar, all right, those Bible study guru, saying that the teaching of Jesus is the same as the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel of Matthew, but just recorded in a different perspective or different angles. So when we refer to the Gospel of Matthew, we know that comparing with the context in the Gospel of Luke that we just read, so it's clear that Jesus mentioned about poverty, wealth, hunger, and fullness, weeping, laughing, do not just refer to physical and material feelings. It actually referred to a spiritual poverty, a spiritual hunger, and we mourn or we weep for our sin. And we are blessed when we are hated, rejected, insulted, and cast away for the sake of Jesus, because Jesus can let us into God's kingdom, and that will fill our heart with joy. So, in the opposite, if we believe that we are fully satisfied both physical and material, and then we no longer need Jesus, then we are cursed. Because on the day that we face our Lord, that we have to account for ourselves. So everything we think that we possess will become worthless. So for us, as modern Christian or modern believer, we can easily understand what this passage is talking about, because we have all those Bible study commentary, or your pastor, your cell group leader, the teacher. That is all about not just hungry, that in terms of physical means, it's in terms of spiritual means. But try to think about, put yourself in the shoes of the audience or the disciple at Jesus' time. At the time that Jesus was telling all those people about this, then you may have a different feeling, because that there's something new to them. Now, and also try to imagine those, the audience and the disciples. So those are following Jesus. They follow Jesus. Some of them actually hope to get to be fed, hope to be healed. So they have followed Jesus in a different purpose or different motive. And also, when you look at those disciples, apart from Luke being the doctor and Matthew being the tax collector, so most of them are fishermen, are those people with low education or low social status at that time. So for those people, they are low bodies in their time. Got it? So they are the low class, sort of the low class or working class. So they already given up all they have to follow Jesus. So think about this. Do you think they are not familiar with poverty? Do you think that they are not familiar with hunger? They are familiar with weeping. They are familiar with rejection. Because this is maybe that the daily things that they have to face. So I think some of the disciples, they hope that by following Jesus, they will have the life of fullness, stability, joy, and of course not being oppressed by the people around them. And also that maybe some of them will hope for some great success by following Jesus. But the Jesus teaching actually completely changed their concept of blessing and cursed. So what they think about blessing, Jesus said, no, this is not. Just put it upside down, inside out. So Jesus shift their thinking from the physical and material world and needs to the spiritual and inner lid. Change it from the temporary concern to the eternal matter. From the earthly matter to God's matter. So what is your idea about blessing? So what do you want as kind of a blessing? So will this teaching challenge your belief and let you think about what do you treasure the most at the moment? So let us reflect on this passage. So if the inner life, the spiritual life, is more important than the material life, so what do you need to readjust in your belief? What do you need to reprioritize in your life? And what do you need to change? So for us, we are always busy. For Christians, we think that we need to do things to be a good Christian, to get close to God. So we try to do what a Christian should be doing. So we do praying, we do devotion, We do service, we do things trying to get close to God. But do you know that we do not need to do a lot of things to get close to God? Where is God? Where is God? Any idea? Everywhere. God is everywhere. God is in our heart. But the thing is that, do you sense His presence? Do you know that He's with you? Do you hear He speaks? Doing things, yes, will help us to get close to God, to help us to understand God, but most importantly, we need to be quiet and still and listen. Open your heart to God. Just being with Him. Just wait and listen. Now let me share with you a story. I need to have your imagination. So on a beautiful sunset on a beach, so there's a fisherman finishes fishing, just after washing his net, sitting there sipping his tea, enjoying the sunset. So there's another billionaire businessman, just after he'd done a big business deal, and they have his time off, hopping to this fishery village, and having his coffee or afternoon drink, enjoying the same sunset. So this businessman saw the fisherman and asked him, "Oh, what are you doing here?" "Oh, I'm enjoying the sunset after, you know, a whole day's fishing." And then asked him, "Oh, why don't you go for another?" And then the fisherman said, "Oh, I can have a whole week off because I already caught enough fish for the whole week." And the businessman told him, or asked him, "Why don't you go tomorrow and catch more fish?" And the fisherman asked him, "Why?" "Oh, then you can have more money. Then you can employ more people to work for you. And then you can have more boat to catch more fish. And then you can have more money to make your fishing boat like a fishing fleet. So you have a whole lot of people." "So working for you, so you can have more money." And then the fisherman asked him, "Then what?" "Oh, then you can sit here and enjoy the sunset. Enjoy, you know, the earning." You know what the fisherman told the businessman? What do you think I'm doing here now? I'm sitting here, enjoying my tea, enjoying the sunset. I'm contained. I have enough." So the businessman is thinking, you know, he can spend a lot of effort, a lot of money, a lot of energy to make more money. That's important. And then he can enjoy the sunset. Enjoy that what he has done, how he's make and have earned. But by the end of the day, both of them were sitting there enjoying the same sunset, enjoying the same time. So what we think of or thinking about that are important, are they really important? So do we actually find what's important? If we're going back to the concept of blessing and vow, according to Jesus' teaching, do we need to re-examine what we think that is important according to Jesus' teaching? Now, another thing is that so when we look at what is blessing, what's involved according to Jesus' teaching, then we find that at the same time, that we may or most likely that we have to suffer and making sacrifice. And that's the second point I'd like to share with you. Now we have read, Aaron have read a long passage, 20 to 49. So actually Jesus used a lengthy teaching from 20 verses 20 to 45 to explain how we should live to receive his blessing. So for verses 20 to 26, so I already discussed it, I'm not going to repeat it. But when we look at 27 to 38, so in 27 it says, love your enemy, do good to those who hate you. 28, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreated you. If someone slapped you on one cheek, turn to them the other one. If someone take your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Verses 30, give everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. 37, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Now, as I said earlier, the audience and the disciple may have faced all this daily, day in, day out. So if they have to follow Jesus' teaching, they would have to suffer losses and making sacrifice in their lives. So think about it again. So the people following Jesus and the disciple, they have not much money. They have no materials. So they were often been oppressed or insulted, cast away in their society. So they may have to deal with a lot of life difficulties. Not only that, Jesus said to love and to be kind to those who mistreated them. Try to imagine, would that be easy? Would that be easy for them to be kind and to love those who mistreated them? And if they do so, so what kind of sacrifice and effort they have to make? So you may ask, why must it be this way? Is there any other way? Why do we need to do that as a believer? And then Jesus tells us why. In verses 32 to 35, so if you love those who love you, even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who are good to you, even sinners do that. If you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, even sinner lends to sinner, expect to be paid or repay in full. So the concept of blessing involves are different from this world. So, as well, for us as believer and Christian, we need to be different from what the people usually behave in order to be called the children of God. Because we need to be like our Heavenly Father. Because God loves those who are ungrateful and wicked. So do you think that is easy? If you do that, I can tell you, it won't be easy. You'll make us stand out. You'll attract those unwanted attention, and even though that will be excluded from our peers, because you are the weird one. And again, going back to the disciple and the audience that at that time, so they have already given up almost everything to follow Jesus. And they will have all this attention from the others at that time. And also think about the life they're living in following Jesus. How did that look like? And how people will look at them. I don't think they will have an easy life. So let me put it in simple. Is to live the way God wants us to do. It's not to live the way that we want. So by doing so, it's not easy. It's difficult. We may have to make sacrifice. But are you willing to do so? Are you willing to give up so-called your right for Jesus? Is there anything that you hold so tight and then you really don't want to let go for Jesus? And what is the thing that you don't want to sacrifice for Jesus? And what is something that you think is so important stopping you from following Jesus? Making those sacrifices really sometimes hurts. Really not easy. But are you willing to do so? So it's not easy to be a serious Christian in today's world. But thank God, Jesus gave us a way out. In verses 39 to 45, Jesus used the example of tree and the fruit to illustrate the relationship of the inner life and our external behavior. So we know that our inner life controls our external behavior, like the relationship between the tree and the fruit. Just like the cartoon, the animation, inside out. So all those internal emotions control our external behavior. Same as here, the inner life controls our external behavior. So if we really want to live according to Jesus' teaching, wants to sacrifice, wants to follow Jesus, and thinking this is more like a life of lost, but Jesus promised that he will dwell in our heart to support us. And this is the life not only ours, it's not our lives anymore. It becomes his life. So just in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, he said that we have this treasure in a jar of clay to show that this is all suppressing power is from God and not from us. So we believed God is in our hearts, God is everywhere, so he can actually help us to live out the life that he wants us and help us to making those sacrifices. And even though we think that, okay, we suffer, we're making sacrifice, we're paying a price, we're having a loss, but actually, according to Jesus' teaching, it's a blessing. As we were before. So blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who hunger. Blessed are you who weep. Blessed are you who people hate you. Not only that, not only have blessing, we have those reward. In verses 23, great is your reward in heaven. 35. Your reward will be great. So we're thinking, okay, wow, where is my reward? Now hang on, your reward won't come up straight away. So in a missionary called Andrew Johnson, he once said, serving God and success He said, there is no success without sacrifice. If you succeed without sacrifice, it is because someone has suffered before you. If you sacrifice without success, it's because someone will succeed after. So you make you think, oh, right, I make all this sacrifice, make this, all this suffer, nothing happened. Don't get despair, because someone will succeed after your sacrifice. So if you succeed without any sacrifice, don't get too happy, or you have to be thankful because someone has sacrificed before you. So be grateful. So if you think that I have sacrificed a lot, I congratulate you, because God promised you a reward, a great reward. I don't know what it is, so that's between you and God. But are you willing to do that? And also bear in mind, any sacrifice, any suffer that you do it for God, you won't end up in vain. Because God will give you a reward and someone will benefit from it. So again, once you come back to the disciples and those people following Jesus, as I said before, they are those people in the society with low education and very low social status. So they're people being marginalized and overlooked often. And Jesus required them to do extraordinary things. He wanted their views on blessing and vote to be different from this world. He wanted their aptitude towards the enemy and those who treat them very poorly to be different from this world. He wanted them to react to those mistreated them to be different from this world. And most importantly, he wanted their quality of life, particularly the inner life, to be different from this world. Try to imagine. If you're living in that society, right, a group of people like this, so you, even though you mistreat them, they pray for you. All right, you take their clothes, they give you another one. You slap their face, they turn another treat for you. Thank you. What do you think? If those people behave that way, do you think that they will have an impact to that society at that time? Because everybody is treating, you know, if you treat me well, I treat you well. If you treat me badly, I treat you badly. All right, I lend you money, I expect payment. But there's a person or that group of person that behave in a different way. So do you think that will make an impact to that world, to that society? Now, today's topic is Aaron misread it, being an extraordinary, ordinary person. And you always look at me, what's that mean? How can extraordinary become ordinary? How can ordinary become extraordinary? You're either extraordinary or you're either you're either ordinary, right? It cannot be both. But if you look at the Bible, look at the Gospel of Luke, then you find that a lot of things actually is not logical and it's not reasonable. Take for example, Elizabeth having a child in her advanced age, old age, talking about Mary being a virgin, pregnant. Jesus, the Messiah, the coming King, born in a manger. So Jesus can make all us, on those ordinary people, to do extraordinary things. In his eyes, extraordinary people are just ordinary people. Or ordinary people can be an extraordinary people. So that we will actually stir our mind. Am I ordinary or am I extraordinary? So when we look at the scripture again, all this teaching are not just for the disciple and the guardians that time. It just say, look at his disciple, to you who are listening. So the children of God. So basically for all this teaching, not only for those people at that time, it's for all of us. So what do you think? Do you think you are ordinary? Or do you think you are extraordinary? Now, I'm always inspired by those missionary pastors. And those people, they commit to serve the Lord in full time. Why is that? Because I always think that those people are poor in terms of material. That they are really rich in spiritual. It seems that they lack everything, but they have everything. Now, I believe that not all of us would become a dramatic, earth-shaking believers doing great things for God. You may be one of them, I don't know, but not all of us. Now, even though the 12 disciples of Jesus, not all of them become the pillars of the church, like Peter, James, John. Some disciples' names were recorded in the Bible, but what happened to them subsequently, it was not documented in the Bible. But I think, and I believe, they have lived and teach all the people around them according to Jesus' teaching. So I would believe they were the extraordinary people among the ordinary people at that time. They were the blessings to others at that time. So do you want to be an ordinary person? Or do you want to be an extraordinary person for Jesus? We don't need to do a lot. I mean, some, as I said, some dramatic. So just like push-up challenge. Just like be kind to people around you. Just like you pray for people around you. Just like you follow the principle and the teaching of Jesus around you. You may stand out in your peer, but stand out or stand up for Jesus. And then you will be the extraordinary people because you are not those people others in this world. Behave the same way. Have the same principle, have the same concept of blessing and vows. So what do you want to be? An ordinary person or extraordinary person? What is your choice? Let's pray. So now we know that we are just ordinary people. But we know that in your eyes, we are special. We are unique. We are individual. And also we are in your image. And we know that you have different plans and purpose that is in store for each one of us. So now we just pray you show us what is purpose on us. How much to choose to be an extraordinary person for you. So we may be scared. We may be afraid that, you know, to be a standout in our peers. But Lord, just help us to know that you are with us. Help us to sense your presence, to feel your strength, so that we can live the way that you want us to be. So help us to see you and hear you every day, so that we can live us the way that according to Jesus' teaching. So now also help us to refocus what is important in you, so that we can have your blessing and we can live our life in full. So just we submit every one of us in your hands and guide us every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.